My name is Tom Swartz, and I am 71 years old.
My name is Luke Swartz, I'm 33 years old.
And I'm Tom's son. Both Mark and I ended up joining the Navy. In fact, Mark's still in the Navy. To what extent did you try to influence us, or how do you think you did influence us apart from your example?
I was proud that you wanted to do that.
I just think it's good to be able to know that you're doing something for your country and growing up at the same time.
What made you decide to go into the military in the first place?
I wanted to do some sort of service. I mean, I think sort of teaching is a kind of service too.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the way that you and Mom had done that. And then it was also one of the few ways that you get to really be in charge of stuff straight out of college.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I compare the kinds of things that I did to the kinds of things that all my friends were doing, you know, nobody could say that they had, you know, 20 people working for them. And like, not to mention all the crazy stuff like taking a ship, you know, off of Hawaii with Navy SEALs and spinning around in figure eights to do stuff and, you know, seeing dolphins out of the Periscope in San Diego. These sort of, you know, crazy experiences that you only get in the Navy. But particularly in hindsight, it was a really great growing experience.
And I think St. Ignatius gives you a lot of good foundation qualities, made you do some service. Don't you think St. Ignatius did you?
Yeah, I mean, I think I got
at least parts of these from SI. Is one is resilience, because to get through the whole training pipeline and then to get your submarine dolphins, you got to really have perseverance, which I think, I don't know, I thought probably the best preparation for that was running cross country at SI, because there's a certain sort of persistence that you need, you know, sort of the tortoise, not the hare. And I think that getting submarine qualifications is a marathon, not a sprint.
No, well, I like to say that, you know, I mean, I've told him before how proud I am of all the things he's done, Luke, in his life.
I mean, in the Navy, in his life, he's done so much more than his father that he can't say he's going in my footsteps. I'm lucky to be in his.
Yeah, I just want to thank, well, both you and Mom.
Because you basically had like four different jobs when we were growing up, because you were teaching, you know, City College, you were teaching at high school calculus, you were coaching, and you were doing reserves. And if you think about it, pretty much all of them, one way or another, were kind of, you know, a form of service, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, not to mention going to mass every day and all that stuff. So I was really inspired by that that example, and still inspired by that example.
Well, you can see I'm the luckiest, one of the luckiest fathers around, as you can see from this.